I was actually curious. What have you been telling adults as they come by today? Like, what have you guys been trying to showcase and show off while you're here?
Our main focus is robotics. Robotics is a really fun thing that you can get into. We do VEX robotics. Gateway is the best in state right now. We have all of the parts. We go to a lot of competitions. It's just over, and we travel a lot, and it's a lot of fun. We're trying to get more into like the drone competition that they just added. We're going to be going to a couple of them here, and really, robotics is, in my opinion, the best way to learn about engineering because it teaches you so many like things like lever types, how to reduce friction, and just overall how to build a better robot for like completing a challenge that they give you. With VEX Robotics, every year there's a new game, and it's almost like BattleBots, but you play a sport. Last year, we were picking up these weird tri-balls and putting them under a goal. This year, we're picking up 7-inch rings and putting them on tall stakes to score points. And it really is more robot-dependent than it is driver-dependent this year.
Yeah.
But that pushes teams to think outside the box and on how to build a better robot.
Trying to solve a problem.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a couple more questions for you. And I know you've got a team. It's not just you. I appreciate you wanting to answer some questions and kind of give me some clarity here. Also, I do love that we have the mascot's head over here. Walk me through. Everybody has been trying to pet the dog.
Yes.
Or walk the dog. Yes. Or take pictures with the dog. Yes. I've got a couple pictures of it as well. It's a really cool robot.
Yes.
What purpose does it serve?
The main reason why we bought the robot dog was to be able to teach other students how to code like arms and stuff like that, because we can buy attachments for it and do that. And it's just a different type of coding software that you use for it. I'm pretty sure it's C++, but
nice. It
really just gets people into like learning how to do lines of code and just prepares them for like future jobs that may have it. And like, it also helps with robotics because you can also learn how to do that in robotics. Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, everything you just told me, you had to tell the school, everybody that's come by to visit.
Yes.
I mean, they've had some of the same questions, yeah. But just in general, this showcase is about not only showing elementary and middle schoolers what your school is doing, but also your school board.
Yes.
I mean, we're in a school board meeting right now.
Yes.
That's what I tried to tell the middle schoolers. Like, this is not how school board meetings usually go.
Yes.
You know, this is way more energetic, way more fun. Mm-hmm. And a lot more to learn, you know. Yeah. Well, my last question for you then, Jackson, I appreciate your time. I guess, you know, what do you like about settings like this?
Settings like this help promote robotics and get more people to join. Right now, we're pretty low on people, and we're trying to get more out there. I'm trying to convince most of our teachers to be able to get, like, posters hung up in school for stuff like that. And I would just want to be able to get our robotics team recognized and get more people to join because it's a really, really good opportunity for students. And I was only a part of it for 3 years, but you can go all the way down into fifth grade now. And I wish I knew about it back then. So then I would have been able to play all of my years here.
Okay.
And yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that because there's a couple fifth graders that I talked to that probably would love to do something like that. So.